Good morning. What time is it? It's May the 2nd, 2023. I know that. 7:08. No, I'm out early. I'm out early. The early morning walk is just so much nicer when I can get out here and walk when it's cool. Not terribly busy. Kind of quiet. So yeah, I'll be, with any luck at all, I will be walking after breakfast and before writing, instead of after writing or in between writings. But I want to get this. Getting the walk out of the way early means more likely that I'm actually going to do the walk. The later it gets in the day, the less likely I'm going to walk at all, let alone outside. And walking makes me feel so much better. I just don't want to miss days. It's a lovely, lovely morning. It's chilly. There's a little light breeze here and there, but it's not 50 degrees yet. It was like 46 when I left the house. It may be 50 by the time I get back. The temps are going up pretty quick. Pretty quickly, I suppose, is the right form. The writing is going, well, I don't think I say it's going quickly, because I'm basically having to tell myself a different story, and I'm not sure what the new story is. So I'm having to discover it as I go. And I have a new game. So my ADHD brain is hammering in the back of my head, going, play the game, play the game. You should play the game. You should be playing the game. The game is right over there. Look, just click it. You can play it. I'm playing in story mode. The game is Horizon Zero Dawn, if you hadn't caught that in an earlier episode. I'm playing in story mode, which kind of makes a lot of the combat pretty low trauma. I'm terrible at it, but I am getting better. Learning the ins and outs of the interface. Finding the new control keys. Oh.
Thank you.
Good morning. Lady coming around the corner, walking, hiking right along. She kind of surprised me. We were both stepped off the curb for a moment, and She's probably so used to having men just plow through her that it didn't occur to her that I might actually step off too. I've seen her before, not often, but I've seen her before. Ooh, here comes a school bus. Morning. Bus driver masked up, good on him. Him or her. Them. Whatever. That person was driving in the bicycle lane. Glad I wasn't on a bicycle. Lady walking along ahead of me with a I think she's got one of those knit ear warmer bands around her head, parka, and her gloves, and I'm envious. It is chilly. It'll be fine when I'm walking back in the sun again. It was nice walking along, coming west, because I had the sun full on my back. It kept me nice and toasty warm. I'm walking in the shadows now. And yeah, that's it's a little cooler. So the riding's going well. It's not going fast, but it's going well. I'm way ahead of Karen, so as long as I can get these last few scenes hammered out in the next day or so, I'm going to be right in line with her and be able to toss this book over to her and then start on A Wizard's Cat. Baked bread today. Eureka Rising overstayed. It flowed over. I expected it was going to. I was right. Luckily I put a bowl underneath it so it caught all the mess. But I had to go to a larger size jar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I had to go. I started at a mason jar. A mason jar is a little large, but I had it and it was handy. But I also noticed that the spaghetti sauce has straight-sided jar that looks a lot like a mason jar. Bills itself as an Atlas jar. It's embossed right in the glass. It's a little bit smaller. I still need one that has a straight top. I'm getting a lot of crusty stuff under the shoulders of the top, but it is what it is. I'll make spaghetti again soon. Get a second jar so I can trade them back and forth. But yeah, it's I fed it yesterday around noon, and this morning it was less than a quarter of the jar right after feeding. And now it's 2/3. Coming up on it. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. With lots of bubbly action happening on the top, along the sides. It's really active. Which is good, because I need to bake bread today. I didn't yesterday. Or the day before, I don't think. I baked 3 loaves a few days ago. Did I cook? Did I bake on Sunday? Or was it Saturday? I don't remember. It doesn't really matter. I have to bake today because I'm almost out of bread. And the sourdough is really sour. I mentioned that the other day. It's really sour. So the answer is a wetter starter, or another way to say that is more hydration in the flour, more water in the rise, in the fermentation. And I'm going to use, I came across a recipe for sourdough sandwich bread. And I was shocked at how much starter the recipe called for. It was like, it was a double loaf. But even at that, it was 300 grams of starter and 1,000 grams of flour. And I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. If the starter was 50-50, that means that they were actually doing almost 1,200 grams of flour in that recipe. Morning. Lady working on a ground cover here. And I usually use 50. It's 50, if it's a 50% starter, but I modify the amount of flour that I use based on the amount of starter. So I think what I'm going to do is take some tips from that sandwich bread recipe and change up my base recipe to include a tablespoonful of oil, because that helps keep the crumb tighter. And a couple of tablespoons of sugar. I put a little bit of sugar in it. It's like 20-25 grams of sugar in the sourdough recipe. It's in both recipes. I just used my yeast recipe and substituted 50 grams of sourdough for a loaf. 7 grams of active dry yeast. It worked pretty well. Or it worked pretty well the last time. Sourdough wasn't quite ready the first time, I don't think. I didn't let it rise long enough, the biggest problem. But we'll throw in some extra sugar to try to sweeten it up a little bit. I hope that the sweet counters the sour and just doesn't make it sweet and sour bread. I mean, that would be... I could also do something rash, like shift to a 500%. Starter, so that the starter is mostly water to begin with. Right now it's 100%. So equal parts flour and water. If I go to double the water, that would be 200%. I might try that just to see what it does to the starter. Feed it that way today, see how it works. In theory, that'll cut down the amount of acid. And it's the acid that makes it sour. Let's see. I don't know. Trial and error. Eat the mistakes. Eat the successes. Good morning. Jogger. His headphones on. His little beanie cap. Oh, that lady didn't have a knit band. She had actually a full knit cap on. Sun's pretty this morning. One of those flowering trees, one of those flowering crabs, has really blossomed up. The others look kind of sad. Or maybe just that it was wetter, so it got off to a better start. Oh, these other two are budded up a little bit, maybe a little bit. Smaller trees are doing great guns. Is this? These two small ones, these two new ones here, they got replaced the ones on the corners that kept getting hit by cars. These really old, these older crabs are not doing well. They look like they could use a pruning. There's a lot of very small very small branches that are probably stealing nutrients away from the flowering, the main branches. I'm a little pooped. The first mile went really fast. I had NXS on my earbuds and I was just humping along. Oh my God. My hips are telling me, dude, you haven't done that in a while. I haven't done this in a while. 20 minutes. 20, 35, 36, 37. All right, 20, 40. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck whatsoever, I'll talk to you then.